time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, I'm Nicastro. How's it going? We're here every week on MSONewsports.com. I'm liking the lineup today. This opening segment of the show is pretty quick. I just want to move out of the way so we can get to the star of the show, Thomas, New England champion, once again, Brown. Thomas Brown of Chelmsford. I love talking to this young standout gentleman. What a class act. And there's a particular story him and I talk about, actually a loss on the wrestling mat for him, which is the best part of the interview. But his wins take a lot of the conversation, because that's all the kid does is win. He won it again in New England's, that's second in a row. He's won a bunch of all states, all that. He's moving on to nationals where he's won. It's amazing what this kid has done. And ironically, this might not even be the sport he continues in college. I think he's going to lean towards football, as he tells me. There's going to be one lucky Division I school picking up this football prospect, and he is going places. Let me tell you, he's the complete and utter package. Okay, so Thomas Brown after the break, and then we're going to catch up on tournament talk. Lots of action. Merrimack Valley holding its own in basketball, and then we'll make the rounds around hockey as well, and we'll call it a show. So stay with us, Thomas Brown, Chelmsford Wrestling, after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest, repeat guest, going to be Thomas Brown of Chelmsford Wrestling, fresh off another New England championship. What's going on, Thomas?
Not much. How are you?
Good, thank you. Take me to New England's. Let's start with the finals. I mean, obviously, that's the big match. You know, who was it against, and was it a rematch?
So it was against a kid named Alex Bajoris. He's from St. John's Prep. It was my third time wrestling him this year, and it was like my sixth time wrestling him in high school. I'm 6-0 against him in high school, but he's a It's always a tough match, you know. I beat him first time I wrestled him this year. I beat him 1-0. Then I beat him. What was the last time? At All States, I beat him 9-1, and then I beat him 6-0 at New England's. So, wow.
So did you face him at every single like state meet pretty much?
Yeah. So we're not in the same section. So it like starts and off at sectionals. We actually just moved sections this year. We were in the same section, then we moved. So we switched. So we didn't wrestle them at sectionals and wrestle them at states, all states in New England 3 weeks in a row. So it was, we're all in the finals.
I mean, is like mentally, what's that like? I mean, of course, like there's always the, I know how to beat them. But at the same time, there's the old cliche, and I don't even agree with it. Oh, it's hard to beat someone three times in a season. No, it isn't. If it isn't, it isn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, just take me there. Like, how do you feel about the repeat guests, if you will?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's kind of, it's kind of not annoying, but like, just, I'm always wrestling him, and it's like, but before every tournament, I print out the bracket, and like, I fill out the bracket and on who I think is going to like win every match. And it's just like, every time I have him and me, him and I in the finals, wrestling each other. And it's just, it's like, oh, I'm probably going to see him again. So, it's kind of annoying, but I don't know.
Well, at this point, so basically Massachusetts has the top two wrestlers in your weight class, that's for sure.
Yeah,
in New England.
It's like that for a lot of weight classes. Like, obviously there's some weight classes that are like different, but I'd say the majority of the weight classes, there's like Massachusetts kids in the like top three. There's at least eight Massachusetts kid in the top three of every weight class in New England. So,
yeah, I mean, the Merrimack Valley alone, which you compete in, is very competitive too. You know,
so yeah,
your conference is competitive, your sectionals competitive, your state, then New England. So it never ends. It starts with the Valley. What were some of the, you know, big Valley wins this year? I mean, you don't have a lot of cases or any cases really where someone's beaten you in the past and you try to get revenge on them. That doesn't happen until you get to nationals, right?
Yeah. My freshman year, I lost to a kid early on in the season. Then I beat him in the finals at Allstates. So that's the only time that I've actually that I've lost and gotten revenge on a kid. But
yeah. Is he gone now, or is he your age?
So when I was a freshman, he was a junior. But then he went to a private school and regraded. So he was gone after my freshman year.
Yeah. Any close calls this year? I mean, you know, running through the MVC, the tournaments, the all states, the sectionals, the New Englands. Any you can say, hey, you know what? That was pretty a little scary at one point.
Yeah. This kid from Brookline, his name's Gabe Thomas. I had a close match with him earlier this year. I beat him 6-2. But it was a little nerve wracking. But and then Alex Bajoris from St. John's Prep. I beat him 1-0 the first time we wrestled this year. So
yeah, like you said,
those were my two closest matches all year. Besides that, it was kind of wasn't really much, you know.
Yeah, the results are the results, right? You can say it. it was easy for the most part. I mean, it's easy to say easy. I mean, you're wrestling another
year. Yeah.
It's never at the end of the day easy.
No. You're
exerting all your energy, you're trying your butt off. But you know, how do you keep motivated, you know, when you're not getting those competitive matches? I mean, you're going up against yourself. Like, you have to motivate yourself to get better somehow.
Yeah. I didn't wrestle the kid from Alex Pajoris all season. And I knew he was working hard and wanted to beat me because I beat him three times last year too.
Yeah.
And I beat him a close one last year. I beat him 10-9. And then all three of our matches were like pretty close. I beat him 10-9 one time last year, and I knew he was coming, so I knew I just had to. Anytime something got hard, I knew he was working hard, so kind of pushed me a little bit further and just remind myself, like, hey, these other kids are working working to beat me, and so I have to work even harder to stay on top and beat them. So it's in my opinion, it's easier to climb the mountain than it is to stay on top of the mountain. And it's because everybody's gunning for you, and you have a big target on your back. So, I understand that. Like, my coaches have told me, my dad's told me many times, like, that everybody want, like, it's gunning for me, and they're going to do whatever they want to do to, they're going to do what they want, whatever, to try to beat me. So,
it's a story for their grandchildren someday. You know? And that one kid who beat you freshman year is going to start telling that story in a few decades.
Yeah.
To his grandchildren. But like, if you think about it that way, right. What's the national scene look like? You know, are you anyone specific you're looking at, or is it, obviously it's the national, so it's wide open. You don't know yet.
Yeah. So my freshman year, I lost this kid from Nebraska, in the finals. His name's Tyson Terry. He beat me 9-2. He didn't go to nationals last year. But he's a junior like me. So, I don't know if he's going this year or not. So I hope he does. I want to wrestle him again. He's well known around the country. He's committed to Nebraska to play football. I just want to wrestle him and see. He's ranked like number 8 in the country. I'm somewhere in the top 20. Not quite sure. You have to pay for like a subscription. I'm somewhere in the top 20. So,
you're like, forget that. I'd rather get the free apps, you know, come on. I don't need to pay to look at myself.
But, I believe he's number 8 right now. So, I'd like to wrestle him and see how I can do and hopefully beat him. But, he's a good football player too. So I don't, he's already committed for football. So I don't know if he's going to go to nationals and risk getting hurt. So,
yeah. How's that going? Getting all this attention from the colleges. I see getting a few things, you get offers, you're only a junior. I'm sure you're just waiting things out.
Yeah. This spring is going to be a big spring recruiting for me. I'm junior and hopefully get a few more offers in the next couple weeks and couple months. I want to make my decision for school like and towards the end of the summer before football season starts. So
yeah,
but I'm not quite sure yet. Not really know where I'm going. Know where I'm going. See what offers roll in.
Definitely both sports for college.
No. So I'm leaning towards football. Definitely football, but unless something happens where I can't play football, I can wrestle, I'll wrestle. But definitely want to play football in college.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You know what you want, and you're gonna cut your own path again. We didn't mention you actually did have one loss this year, Thomas. Again, we're here with Thomas Brown, Chelsea. Lucas Farrell came out to beat you in January. And I'm looking at the photos on Twitter, and he just absolutely owned you. It was quick and painless for him, painful for you. Take me to that match.
In school one day, his aide teacher, his helper teacher, I've grown a pretty good relationship with her. Lucas came in the room like twice a week and would just practice with us, and it would made the mood like way better in practice. Everybody was all excited. Coach Pashoni, my coach, would like, he would turn into a great mood. He could be pissed off or about whatever, and he just turned in a great mood, and practice was just way better when he came in. But one day his like A teacher came out to me in school and was saying that she wanted to do this match. And he has a mullet. So, they were called the mullet match.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And, so it was, it was a great thing. A bunch of students came from my school. You know, there's a whole like student section filled in the stands, and he loved it. He came to school the next day. They had a trophy made for him. He came to school and he had a medal. He was next day in school. He was wearing the medal all around school and was showing everybody's trophy. And he loved it. It's a great time.
Yeah. And he just, you know, and I'm looking at him like on the photos, like my dude's a little ripped there when he put when he put on that wrestling outfit. It's like he looks the part, you know, in his own weight class. I bet you he could hold his own.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's sweet, though. That is such a sweet thing you did.
Yeah.
We're not all blessed with the same abilities in life, as you know. Nope. And for someone like him to just have a feel for a crowd, for competition, for adrenaline, everyone deserves that moment.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially him. And the smile on his face was worth it. I saw all the pictures. It was a, you know, you're probably going to count that as one of your most memorable matches, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll remember that for the rest of my life. It was one of the like best moments I've had as an athlete so far. I'm not sure anything could top that, you know, just see the smile on his face and how excited he was. It was great. And like kids came with like posters for him. and he loved it. He was smiling the entire time. And it was great.
You got the bragging rights now when he sees you on sees you on national TV in some college football game. He's going to be.
He was on top of me and he was whispering in my ear. He was like, "You stink." And he was like, shoving his head into that.
Actually, you know, that's a good question. Is there a trash talking element in wrestling, or is it 100% respect?
No, there's never like, I mean, there's a few instances where like at the end of a match, a kid will get in the other kid's face and like, do something. But like during the match, there's not really any talking going on. It's just all wrestling. Usually if anything happens, it's like, it's a little extra like club or like a little extra hard, like something that maybe didn't need to be that hard, but
yeah,
they did it harder. Cause I don't know. There's not really any trash talking in wrestling.
Yeah. So it's March now, Thomas, and you finished the Nationals. What happens between that event and like say mid-August when you're playing football? What goes on generally in those April, May, June, all those months for you?
So I wrestle all year round, like even during football season. But like in between Nationals and football, I'll just be lifting and doing drills and like captain's practices with my own team, lifts with my own team, lifting on my own. Do much stuff on my own, but then I wrestle 3 days a week too. So, and during football season, I'm wrestling every Sunday. And then on Tuesdays, I go to practice, come home, take like a quick, like 2 minute shower, and then go straight to wrestling practice.
Wow.
So it's definitely a lot. It's definitely a lot on my body, but at the end of the day, it's worth it. It's fun though.
It's awful kind of you too to take a shower because you gotta spare those kids you're gonna go wrestling with later from your football stinking body.
I'll get home at like 6 and wrestling practice starts at like 7:30. So I got some time, so I'll take like a 5-10 minute shower and clean up a little bit.
All right, we'll end with this. What was the celebratory meal after the New England's title?
Do you know what Karma is?
No.
It's a like a sushi restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And went there with my family and had some sushi and
that was it. Just to throw down some sushi, nothing on the side.
The tournament was in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So we drove home like straight after the tournament, and it was like. It was like 8 o'clock at night, and we went there. Got there like 8:30 and ate, and so it was just it was kind of a last minute thing. Like, oh, what are we gonna do? So
All right. If you were to come home and save your appetite for Chelmsford's establishment, what would be the go to for the takeout there?
Definitely Zesty's. It's a pizza place right in the center of town. One of my wrestling coaches owns it actually, but there's a calzone there that I always get every time. The Rodeo Cheeseburger Calzone.
Ooh, what's in that?
It's a cheeseburger. And then it has like bacon, onion rings, barbecue sauce.
Oh, I think you might have told me this last time.
Oh yeah, it's the best.
They smother the top of the calzone with like mozzarella cheese, because some
calzones it's inside.
It's inside. Okay.
Yeah. But it's after every big win, I always go there. When I got off the bus, I go straight there, get it, go home, take a shower, and eat it. You know, it's
so this is Thomas Brown with the calzone in front of him. No sharing.
No sharing. No.
Joey doesn't share food. That's a Friends line, which is an old show you know too much about. But all right, Thomas Brown, congrats. Another championship in the books. Moving on to Nationals, looking to add to his super impressive resume, and we wish you the best of luck. We'll of course be catching up with you down the road, and
thank you.
I'll get you on the show. Promise you'll come on when you make that commitment.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, good. We'll talk about your college commitment next time we have you on, buddy. All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Talk soon. Have a good one.
Talk soon.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber, and if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, I'm the Castro, back at it. Thank you, Thomas Brown. I bet you all enjoyed that one. I sure did. What a treat it is to catch up with him. Not only is he a great wrestler, he's just such an innocent kid. I just love him to pieces. All right, let's move on and talk about Merrimack Valley action in the state tournament for the MIAA. We got to start with boys basketball Division I. We have, in the round of eight, that means eight teams. Three of them are from the Valley. And the only reason why there isn't more is because the Valley played each other, canceled each other out. Lawrence, 55-53, stunning win over Central Catholic in the round of 16. And Lowell topping Andover, 54-45, also in the round of 16. That gets them a date in the quarterfinals. Lowell taking on defending champs, the number one seed, undefeated North High in Worcester. What a battle. They got to go there Friday night at 6:30. Bobby Michael Zick and the crew looking for big
big moments in that one. Lawrence, a team, facing some adversity. They, you know, lost a coach, you know, Jesus Moore, arrested and turned himself in. I think we all know that story by now, you know, assault on a minor and stuff like that. And that's big time stuff. I mean, for Lawrence to go through and deal with. And Lawrence is just, the boys are playing basketball and they're getting it done. Despite that incredible diversity to lose your coach like that, you know, with what's going on with the charges against him. Of course, everything's going to play out in due process with the court and law. So we'll see. But back to basketball. Look at Lawrence getting Catholic Memorial Friday night, 6:30 at Babson College. So they're on different side of the brackets. Lawrence and Lowell, who is on Lowell's side of the bracket, is North Andover, your number four seed, who's cruising along. Major win over Newton North. Newton North was the 13 seed. They had a great run last year. They beat them 59-47 convincingly. And that gets them a date with Zavarian Brothers, who's the number five seed, at North Andover, a home game. Friday night, 6:00, North Andover will be absolutely rocking. On the other side of things, Franklin and Putnam still needed to play on Wednesday night to see who gets to play Boston College High, BC High, in their round of eight. So what could happen next? North Andover and Lowell could see each other in a semifinal matchup, and then Lawrence and whoever. But that could be three Merrimack Valley teams in the state semifinals. Yes. Okay. Boys basketball, Division II. Do we have any Valley teams with a pulse in that one? It doesn't look that way. Division III, anyone with a pulse? Will any team stand up in the Valley? No. Okay. I'll do a quick check of four, see if any of the small schools are doing something. And we don't see that, no. Okay. Let's go to girls, the ladies. Your defending state champs, Andover, are done. Ran into a buzzsaw, Woburn, 61-36, very convincing. This is the same Woburn team that beat Peabody to open things up, doubling them up, 72-36. They're the number four seed, but they are cruising right now. Woburn gets Bridgewater, Raynham. Central Catholic is in the round of eight. They beat Framingham by 354-51. So we still got a Valley team left. Let's see. Chelmsford had one game. They lost to Braintree. And yeah, that does it. But Central Catholic is your remaining Division I Valley team. D number two. We don't have anybody left in that one. Okay. D3, do we have anybody? Will the real Valley team stand up? No. No, we're done there too. Quick check of four. Tingsboro, like, you know, we're kind of close to the Valley, but no. We don't really talk about them too much. Or if ever. All right, so let's go on to boys ice hockey, Division I. Do we have any Valley teams left in that one? We do not. Division II for boys hockey. Of course we got one left in there. That was Tewksbury in Woburn facing Auburn on Wednesday night. Auburn, the number nine seed. We don't know the result of that because that was last night, and our show was already in production at that point. But on the same side of the bracket is Woburn and Newburyport. On the other side in the Elite Eight is Concord, Carlisle, Boston, and Mass playing each other. And then Masco and Duxbury playing each other. Masco, big upset win, by the way, over the defending state champs, Canton. So they get the Canton out of there. Tewksbury's probably pretty happy with that one for sure. Division III boys ice hockey, Shawshene Valley Tech played last night against Medfield in the Elite Eight. The winner gets Scituate Marblehead. And how about a quick spot check of four? Valley's too big for that one. Girls ice hockey, finish up with them. Nothing on Division One. That's in the Elite Eight. And then we'll take a quick check of Division Two. Nothing there as well. So, you know, we're looking at Tewksbury hockey, and we're looking at those three Valley teams still left in boys basketball. Can't wait to see how this all shakes out. Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate your time on the North Shore Sport. Yeah, North Shore. Oh, my God, I did it. This is the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We do have a North Shore Sports Desk. That wasn't like a Freudian slip or anything. But we want to promote that show. No, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, baby. That's it for another week. Thanks for our sponsors. Thanks to Kelly Media for running the ship. Thanks to MSONewsSports.com for hosting this lovely little podcast. We will be back next week with a lot of news. That's guaranteed. Thanks to the Merrimack Valley teams that are still alive, baby. All right. See you soon. Winter's wrapping up, but not before we get some state title runs here. We'll see what happens. Talk to you next week.